the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Melissa, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
All right, what's going on with you? Why are you here?
How do I be nice to my husband?
This is going to be a good one. Let me sit down.
Melissa, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I've turned into a nag, nagging about washing hands and reminding him of things we've talked about before. He's always saying I'm being mean to him and asks me to be nice, but how do I do that? I feel like he has no memory of anything we say and is confused by what I'm talking about after we've already talked things out the day before or even earlier in that day.
Melissa, how long have you and your husband been married for?
1 year, but together for 3.
What is the last thing that you guys had a discussion about where he's like, yo, stop being mean to me? And you're like, get over it. I reminded you, or we talked about this already.
Directions, driving, going out for lunch, everything.
Wow.
Okay. Do your friends think you're a nag?
I don't really have a lot of friends, but my daughter definitely thinks I'm a nag and calls me out on it all the time.
Okay.
Huh. So you're a nag.
So yeah. Why are you like this?
I don't know. I'm just mean all the time and nag about everything. And I don't know how to stop it.
Do you have other things that are happening in your life that's upsetting and like you kind of take your anger out on him? Like for minor things. Do you think that could be it?
It could be it for sure. Like we're dealing with like crappy stuff in our condo right now, but I don't know. Like everything though. Like if he doesn't remember one thing, I'm like, okay, cool. You never listen to me. Like,
okay. Do you feel that you're better than your husband?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
Like smarter, maybe a little bit.
Yeah. So you are. It doesn't sound like it's anything he's doing because you have sort of claimed ownership over the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that you need to do some serious work on yourself to the point of where I think your family around you feel that in your eyes, they can do nothing right. Therefore, they've stopped listening to you.
I can see that. My dad's the exact same way. But
meaning what?
Like, he gets mad about everything, and if you're helping him, it's not good enough. It's never good enough.
And how did that make you feel?
Crappy.
So why do you do it to the people you love?
I don't know. I don't know how to stop at this point.
Maybe you need to talk to someone, because it sounds like, or you already said when we asked whether or not there are other things going on in your life that's making you take your anger out on everyone else, you said yes. So have you thought about maybe speaking to somebody about your feelings or whatever else is going on in your world?
I could do that. Yeah, that might help. Or even like, is there a nice coach I can go to or something?
No, you don't need a nice coach. Are there things outside of the house that you have absolute control over? Like your job, anything like that?
I go to pottery class. I have control over that.
So do you work?
No.
So you don't have a lot of control in your life, and you don't have people who really like respect you, and you're not an authority figure. And I think that all of this has led to either resentment over decisions that you've made in the past, where you somehow resent being in the position that you're in. You were dealt a hand that you were a willing participant in the game, and now you don't like that hand. You don't like where you are in life. You don't like where you are in the world. And you are now trying to be the boss of something, and that is coming out of frustration and insecurity. And you're taking it out on the people who you should be relying on in moments of frustration and insecurity.
I definitely do think it's insecurity, and I did think it was like something controlling, but I've never been controlling before.
So you've never had the opportunity to control something.
That's true.
So you're controlling them. Like you're treating your family like awful coworkers.
Yeah.
Because you don't have awful coworkers.
Yes.
Are you happy with your life?
Yes.
Really?
And yes. Very.
Do you think that these conversations or disagreements that you're having with your husband is pushing him further away from you?
Yeah.
Is there a distance between the two of you now because of all of this?
Yes, but he just keeps coming back and just saying, like, be nice to me and stuff like that. Like, he won't. He's like, I'm never.
Do you want him to leave you?
No.
Then why are you pushing him away?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think you need to talk to someone to figure out how to deal with your feelings. Because if he keeps saying, like, he's telling you how he feels.
Yeah.
And your reaction every single time is, okay, but you're doing all this stuff wrong.
Yeah.
And you continue to be mean to him.
You are taking all of the negative feelings you have about yourself and you're putting it on them.
Yes.
And are you this way with your daughter too? Because you said your daughter commented, like, why are you so mean?
Yeah, I just try to, like, be like, oh, well, this didn't happen kind of thing. And I think, like, she definitely blames me and knows that it's me and why am I like this. But I don't know. I want to.
Why do you not like yourself?
Many, many reasons.
Why?
I just never grew up liking myself.
Everyone
like me. I was bullied. Like, I grew up believing what people thought of me.
So now you're just kind of projecting all of that negativity that was thrown at you now to your husband and your daughter.
Yeah, when I have the best life I've ever had, that's when I act mean.
So you have to work on yourself. This is a you problem. They can be there to support you. It's a family issue, but you're the one that needs to put in the work because you have issues with yourself and you are taking all that toxicity and all the energy and negativity, all of it that you feel about you and the decisions you've made in life, and you're putting it on them. And what you're doing is you are driving now a wedge between you and the person who you really should be relying on, who wants to be there for you, but you don't allow the person to be there for you.
You need to reach out to someone.
And you need to talk to your husband, and you need to let him know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa?
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for nagging us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Better?
Yeah, you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on Kiss.
Jennifer, hello. It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Why are you here?
There's something weird going on with my boss.
Something weird with the boss. You wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. For starters, I've been at my place of employment for 3 years now, and this past week, things have really gotten out of hand. We suspect our boss is either using alcohol or drugs or both. She called us in on the weekend to complain about each of us to us. Then we got tired of it and stopped answering, and she started saying she was going to the hospitals because she can't sleep. That turned into her getting a brain laser surgery this week. But then was A-OK to come back to work on Friday for clients. Things just weren't adding up. We do care for her and don't want her to quit, but this is getting serious. Wow. Is there anybody above her?
No, she's the owner.
Oh,
damn. Has anyone there had like a one-on-one conversation with her?
We've all had numerous conversations with her, but it doesn't seem like she's taking admittance of like what she's doing.
So what happens when these phone calls like on the weekend come in to each person?
Oh, it's wild. She'll call us and like cry or to like complain about the other girls and then complain about whoever you're talking to that person.
Yeah. And how long are these conversations?
Oh, hours.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Yeah. It's a complete overstep. And I've had relationships with bosses like this before too. And Wes, but it's hard when they own the company. Like, you know, they sort, they set the tone from top down, and you sort of feel that you have to not only be responsible for what you're paid to do for the company, but you're also responsible for their well-being, their sort of mental health, you know, massaging their ego, like all of this stuff.
Being their friend.
Yeah. And it's a real slippery slope where you are no longer, you know, you don't have colleagues anymore. You are now all part of this, you know, weird ecosystem of maintaining stability as mm-hmm. opposed to just doing your jobs. And yeah. And it's not a good place to be at all. And when there's nobody to go to, you know, oftentimes, like, what are you going to do? Like call their family and say, hey, can you check in on them? Like, that's not your job as an employee.
No. And you don't even know, like, the family may not have these conversations. Like, she's probably not calling them to have these conversations with anyone else, right?
She was going in for surgery.
Yeah.
She didn't want us to tell her family.
Yeah.
So we thought that was odd.
You can't say to employee, like, that is such an overstep in relationships.
Does she have, like, when I say family or when we say family, is it like married with kids type of thing or?
Oh, yeah. She's got, like, husband, kids.
Yeah.
So I will say, like, your options are to sit her down and say, hey, we like work, or I like working here. But there's been some oversteps that we need to correct right now, or I'm leaving. Like, and I don't want to leave because I like it here. And I think that, you know, at times you're a decent boss, but what this has turned into is something that just goes way beyond what I'm expected to be as an employee. Way beyond. And you're not comfortable with it.
Oh, definitely not.
And realistically, like, if you are going to, like, you have very few options when there's nobody above her. And your options are sit her down, have the conversation. I wouldn't do it as a group. I would do it as an individual. That may be the best way to get through to her. And then maybe everybody else does it as individuals as well. Other than that, you leave. That's it.
Yeah, right?
It's got to be one-on-one. And don't do it over drinks.
No.
It can't be like a social thing.
Yeah, go get her a little drunk. And then...
No.
Oh, my God.
No. Don't do that, Jennifer. One-on-one, serious conversation, okay?
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. And let your coworkers know, like, if you're the one that's going to take this on, let your coworkers know that you're doing it.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know if I'll do it. It's me, but me and this other girl are pretty close. And
yeah.
We thought about sitting down just the three of us.
Yeah.
Even.
All right, Jennifer.
All right, thank you.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Gurneet, hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hello.
So is it family problems that's got you down? What's up?
Oh man, I'm having a really, really hard time connecting with my in-laws.
Oh no. You wrote it says, hey Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I just got married 3 months ago. Congratulations,
hey,
by the way.
Thank you.
Traditionally, we moved in with my in-laws. They're good people and very caring, but I find myself struggling to connect many times. Mm. I feel a sense of betrayal calling my in-laws mom and dad when I have my mom and dad who I love and miss. To add to it, my father-in-law many times makes ignorant comments referencing me being from Brampton. We are the same race, same backgrounds, but since I'm from Brampton, he makes jokes about me being more cultured.
Oh, no.
Also, my in-laws are huge wrestling fans, but I have zero interest. How do I make myself care about it? Wow, there's a lot going on here.
First of all,
trust me, it's a whole pileup of things.
So let's start with the most important thing, wrestling. When you say they care a lot about wrestling, are we talking like they watch all like the pay-per-views, they watch Monday Night Raw, they watch SmackDown?
Yes. Like we, every Monday, Wednesday, and I think Friday, I don't even know which days it is, but it's religiously on TV, like, they're all sitting there watching it, and I'm just staring at the screen trying to figure out what's happening.
Like your husband, too?
My husband, not so much, but like my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my sister-in-law. So even when he's at work, that's what's happening in the house, and I'm kind of staying there trying to figure it out.
They subscribe to the network.
And do they, like, try and fill you in on what you've missed?
They'll try to explain a little bit to me about, like, this character and that person and this guy, and I'm kind of like, I'm really, really sorry, but I can't, like, yeah. It's really hard for me to kind of, like, put myself into it and, like,
connect to it.
You either have the wrestling gene or you do not have the wrestling gene. There is
definitely do not.
There is no amount of explaining. There is no amount of time. There is no amount anything that will ever turn you around.
So, Gurneet, explain the living situation. So you and your husband are living at your in-laws' place. Do you have your own area of the house? Like, are you guys living in the basement or are you living like
No, actually they have a nice beautiful home, so we have our own room. There's lots of space. Like, they don't always expect me to kind of like be there in the family room. Like, they're very good and open. Like,
but what I'm saying is, like, you guys, you all share like the same common area. Like, if you want to watch television, it's the same television that they would watch on. Like, if you want to make something to eat in the kitchen, it's like the same kitchen that they use. Okay.
We're all in one big house together.
Okay. Do you guys all like eat dinner together and stuff?
Well, usually at different times because like my husband will come late, but it's great. Like, I come from, like, I had siblings, grandparents, my mom and dad. So like, it was really important to me to kind of go into a household where I'd be surrounded by family and not.
So you don't
feel,
mind
like,
this situation?
Oh no, I love it.
Like, how long do you live there for then? Like, I'm curious about that. Like, what's the plan? What's the long-term plan?
Well, for us, like, the plan was we'll do this for like 2 years, kind of take our time to travel. We're actually driving across Canada right now. I'm in Saskatchewan.
Oh, wow. Okay. So no wrestling for you. Okay. So, so you're not a wrestling fan. We're not going to help you on that because there's no helping you with that. Okay. That is something that you are just going to have to either like tune out or fake interest.
Like, but, I don't mind. It's just like wild to me to sit there and watch it. But I was hoping like if there's some way I can try to get myself to care a little bit about it.
But like, if you're not into it, right, and you gave it a fair chance, like when they're sitting there watching all those shows, why can't you just go, I don't know, like, can you go to your room? Like, is there a television that you can,
like,
watch?
I could go and watch like TV in my room, not a problem. But it's kind of like, I do want to, like, I work all through the day too. So it's like, that's my time to like,
got it.
Be social. Yeah. Okay. And then calling them mom and dad, you don't like doing that?
I want to do it. And I kind of like, nobody knows that I haven't really done it yet because I'm getting away with not having to like say it.
Yeah.
Wait, you like, want to do it or they want you to do it?
I do. Like, they would love it. I do want to as well because it's like, I feel like you put that distance there as soon as you start calling them like auntie or uncle.
Yeah, I don't know. Can you just call them by like their first name?
Yeah, can you call them by their first name?
No. Oh my goodness. Really? No.
No offense to you, Gurneet, but your mom would get upset. Like, no offense. I personally think it's weird when the daughter-in-law or son-in-law calls their in-laws mom and dad. I think it should just be like their first names. That's just me though.
So what's the Brampton thing? What does he say about you being from Brampton?
I know he means well, and I don't want to like paint like a certain picture, but it's one of those things where it's like, say I made dinner. It's suddenly now like proper Indian food or like real Indian food.
Yeah.
Or like if I have done like all, like I know a lot of like different traditions or like how to make things like the traditional way and stuff like that. And if I do it, it's almost like, oh, it's like proper from the village. And I'm like, I was born and raised in Brampton. I've never been.
Yeah. So two things. Your father-in-law either follows Six Buzz and sees all those videos.
Right?
Or he is up to date on StatsCan and the census report.
That's why I'm kind of like, no. And like my mother-in-law will always jump in because she knows that like, He means well. He's just like making jokes and in his mind. Like,
I don't know. So I will. Okay. Gurneet, it does sound like you really have a fix my life situation. This is more of like a vented moment.
It sounds like you got a. It sounds like you got a pretty great life. You're happy where you are. You want to be with all that family. Nobody's forcing you to call like, them mom and dad, but you really want to. I think what this comes.
No, they want me to.
No. That's what I mean.
To call them.
What I mean. Everybody is in agreement on stuff. I think really what this comes down to is you hate wrestling. How old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay, you're 27. You're a grown-ass woman, right?
Yeah.
You're a grown-ass woman that has to start doing grown-ass woman stuff. And grown-ass woman stuff in this situation is stop being the person who agrees to everything.
I think that's a lot of it, too. Like, I'm, like, feeling guilty. Like, I literally feel guilty giving them...
Stop. Don't let people around you guilt trip. It's manipulative and it's wrong and nobody should put you in that position.
Okay.
If Mocha, before we leave, if she were to root somebody on in wrestling,
mm-hmm. The current storyline with CM Punk is like off the wall now.
There you
it's
go.
Crazy.
That's all you got to say.
Yes, I will do it.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bras and Mochas Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Hi, Tiffany. Welcome to Bras and Mochas Fix My Life. Oh, boy, you stepped in it. What happened? Tell everyone why you're here.
How do I tell my best friend that he is not coming on my solo birthday trip with me?
Okay, Tiffany. You wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I've been living with my best friend.
Roz and Mocha.
Okay. Hang tight, Tiffany.
Slow down, girl. I know you want to. I know you're looking to celebrate early, but just hold on.
Okay,
yes,
oh
girl.
Yes,
girl. Girl.
Okay. You wrote us this.
One sec.
Let me just read your letter first, okay?
Okay.
You wrote it says, "Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I've been living with my best friend and roommate for the past 14 years. Even when I was in a long-term relationship, I was still living with him. Wow. I'm leaving tomorrow to go to Cuba on a solo vacation for my birthday. I have yet to have the heart to tell him because I never celebrated a birthday without him, and I've never traveled alone. It's been hard to contain my excitement around him at home. I have to definitely tell him before then. I'd love for him to see me off at the airport. I'll treat him to something we can do together as best friends when I get back."
So why is your best friend not going with you?
Honestly, this has been such an amazing year for me on so many different levels. A solo vacation, it's for my birthday. It's exactly what I need to, you know, to grow.
Okay, hold on. Stop. Tiffany, are you in a relationship right now?
I am single. I am single.
So that's why you want to go. You want to go on this solo trip so you could get wild and you could potentially hook up and not feel like you're being judged, right?
Yes.
That's exactly.
If that's the goal, why in the hell are you going to Cuba?
It's Cayo Coco. Okay, it's the island.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I can pick and choose what I'm feeling. If I want to party, Lord knows I'm going to party.
Yeah.
And if I want to chill for myself, my reflection, you know, it's all there. I'm going to a great resort.
Okay, so you're why is your best friend a guy?
It's just that's my ride or die.
You guys ever hook up?
Never.
No?
Does he have a thing for you? Does he have a crush on you or anything?
No. As far as I know, and I know him pretty well, he knows how our friendship is.
Okay.
Our loyalty is just, like, solid.
So, wait a minute. So, does your best friend, Tiffany, does your best friend know that you are going to Cuba tomorrow?
No, he does not.
Okay.
Wait, so have you been, like, secretly packing then? Like, he wasn't suspect as to why?
I haven't packed yet.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No, he does not.
Has he ever had a girlfriend?
Not in many years.
So this guy's in love with you, Tiffany.
Tiffany, would he be
upset? He's in love with you.
If he found out that you were leaving.
You wouldn't feel.
In just a few hours to go to Cuba for your birthday solo?
I know I can handle it. I'm worried about him.
Tiffany.
He's a Pisces. He's very sensitive.
Okay, Tiffany, you wouldn't feel this way about going on this trip without him if you did not already know that he was in love with you.
I have borderline personality disorder. Okay, you know, I'm not suffering from it. I'm living with it. Okay, my relationship with my best friend, Justin, plays a very big part of this codependent type of thing that I'm aware we both have. However, romantically, I've made it very clear from day one that nothing has ever or will ever go further.
Is Justin there?
No, he's not. He's actually in the country at his parents' house.
Okay.
I kind of ordered him out last night.
Okay.
So, because of this.
What do you mean you ordered him out? Because of the phone call?
I mean, I ordered him out.
Do you think Justin would be worried about you going alone?
Absolutely.
Why? Okay, tell us why he's worried about you.
He's very protective. I know he's very jealous. And more so than anything, because of like certain health issues I've had.
Is it smart for you to be doing this trip?
To, like, party is it too hard?
Is it smart for you to be doing this trip alone?
Absolutely. It is my time. I am mentally ready. I've been ready, and it's my f-ing time. Okay. Sorry for swearing.
No problem. Okay, so a couple things here. You're going to have to tell him. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be worried about you because I don't think that he thinks that you should be doing this alone. And right. he's going to bring that up, but he's going to say stuff in a way to you to not hurt your feelings or to make you think that you shouldn't be doing things alone. But, you know, he knows you better than anybody else, and he may be right about a lot of it. And I think that you need to also come to terms with the fact that this guy is madly in love with you. And you saying... You know what it is and you know the situation and this is just the way it's going to be, but still living with him and giving mm-hmm. him that access to you, it ain't right.
Okay. I understand. I've this is not the first time I've heard this. Should I be feeling guilty about going on my trip?
No, you shouldn't feel
like it's almost like I'm feeling very guilty.
No,
I don't think you need to feel guilty, but I think you do need to be honest.
Okay.
I think that you feel guilty because you have stuff to feel guilty about. I think that you're looking for like absolution where we're going to be like, oh my God, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. But I think that you've put yourself in a position to where your guilty feelings are justified and that's what you have to deal with.
Okay.
You know, like this is your best friend. You live with them and you're keeping all these secrets. Right?
That's facts.
Yes. Facts. Your job as the best friend is to just make sure, like, why would you put your best friend in a position of where they're going to be crushed?
Okay.
All right, Tiffany?
Yes. I'm just crying. I'm a big crybaby. Yeah.
You're fine. Okay. You're fine. Okay.
Go have fun. Please be honest careful. With your friend. Be careful.
Please be careful.
Okay.
Please.
Have fun. And we want to hear from you when you get back. Okay.
Thank you. Could I suggest something?
Yes.
Would you call him for me? Because I also know damn well he knows that I listen to you guys every morning.
No, we're not doing that.
And I know he's listening at home.
No, we're not doing that.
You can't do this for me?
No, this is you, girl. How old are you?
I'm 35.
You're 35. You're a grown-ass woman. Go handle the business.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Go handle the business. You don't need us for this. Go have that conversation with Justin.
I will.
Not going to lie, there's a part of me that wants to call him.
We ain't got no time for that. Okay. All right, love you, Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bro, what the...
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.